Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And if there's one thing that we have learned over the past 6 months or so, is that we need to adapt and we need to change because we never know when life is going to throw us a curveball. A lot of people have been using this word pivot. What does it mean? Pivot what? Well, today joining me on the show, we've got Pauline Caballero. She is the author of a super brand new book, like just days old on the shelves, and it's called Pivot. Hey, Pauline, how are you doing?
Really great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. I'm really excited to talk to you. It is not every day that I come across a mama who wears as many hats as I do. So let me just start off. I'm looking at my list here, and you're a mama of two. You've got two boys, correct?
Correct.
And they're 15 and 7. So Noah and Jacob, and they're hockey players. So like as if children are not enough, but in extracurricular activities like hockey, that's crazy in itself.
Yes.
You're an author. This is your first solo book. You did a co-author book previous to this. You also are the co-founder of Power Yoga Canada.
That's right.
You're a holistic nutritionist.
Yes, I am.
You have your different certifications, like your CanFit Pro and your Suffer Yoga. I'm not going to get into it. There's like so many of them. And you also work, you're an executive. So you have like a full-time career. It's not just like the entrepreneur life. And I'm not going to say just because that life is hectic, right? But I was looking at this and I'm like, she's just about as crazy as I am. And I love it. I love it. I want to know how COVID life has been treating you because you wear so many different hats. And I know the word pivot's going to come up in this question or answer, I should say. But how has COVID life been treating you? How have you been doing? How have you been doing? And how have you been doing it all and trying to adjust to this new life?
Yeah. I know. It's been a lot. I mean, quite frankly, it's just been a lot. In addition to all of that, I have a husband. I'm married. So you know what that takes. That takes a whole other level.
But, so you've got three kids.
I've got three children. Although he might say that I'm his child, and I would give him that. But, you know, nice. For COVID, it's been interesting. And I'll be quite frank, it really opened our eyes. So, you know, in March, when we had to shut down our studios, our physical locations, and we were dealing with what are we going to do? How are we going to pivot, you know, with our, I'll call that our side hustle. And then how are we going to pivot? Because I also, working as an executive, needed to ensure that we were satisfying the needs of all of our hundreds of employees. So there was that piece. But then inside of all of that, my seven-year-old, he was experiencing and presenting severe anxiety. And he developed a nervous tic. He actually didn't know what was going on. And so in COVID, my husband and I, we actually had to make a very hard pivot. And we made the pivot to have him stay home. So in the midst of him having a full-time career where he had the choice to go back to continue working all through that, what was going on, we had to choose what's best for our family. And our son was nervous with my husband going out to work, and he needed us at home with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, so for us, for COVID, we had to make some very tough decisions, and we had to make the decisions that were based on what does our family need, I'll say distinct from what does our bank account need.
Yeah, it's COVID really threw us a curveball, and it took a lot of adjusting. And again, a lot of us had to pivot our lives and businesses to adapt and to change, because it's not something that we were able just to continue and carry on as we were, you know, say at the beginning of March. It literally, like, well, it felt like it literally happened overnight. Like, I remember March 13th, I was out at a party with friends, and then 14th, like the very next day, I wake up and I'm like, okay, this is it. We're not leaving the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And it takes a lot. And pivot, you know, a lot of people have been, I have never heard the word more than during these past 6 months. And in different ways, like pivoting your business, pivoting your personal life, pivoting in relationships, family, all this stuff. And you just mentioned yourself, like right now, with your husband making the choice to work from home, there was like, that's a pivot in business. You know what I mean? You as an executive had to deal with hundreds of employees and figuring out how that was going to work. It's a pivot that business. But then you also did it at home with your family. And like you said, you had to look at the, you know, you looked at your son and you're like, okay, well, what do we need to do here? And what changes do we need to make? How are we going to do this? What's the best approach for it? And as a mom, and, you know, for all the moms listening and the dads listening, like, that's our number one priority, are our kids, right? And just making sure that they're happy, healthy, safe. And right now with COVID, there was a lot of stress and anxiety that came along with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this book, Pivot, which was just released on Thursday. And everyone listening, you can jump online and pick it up on Amazon. But tell us a little bit about the book. I want to hear about the book.
Yeah, you know, the book has been a work in progress, really. I started over a decade ago. It's been my personal BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal to do a solo book. And the title was something that we started back in 2017, just based on, quite frankly, I have always had a lot of things going on with work, with my family life, with personal projects and passions. And I always have people saying to me, oh, Pauline, you really need to focus on one thing. You really need to find some balance in your life.
I laugh because I hear that all the time myself. Sorry.
All the time. Yeah. No, your life will be so much better, Pauline, if you just did it this way. And I'm like, you know what? That actually doesn't work for me. So I've spent my entire 20s, my entire 30s, and finally here in my 40s, I'm like, you know what? I actually just don't believe in balance. I believe in organized chaos. Balance is for yoga postures. Organized chaos is how I'm going to run my life. And that's really how the book sort of came to life. It was, you know, I'll never forget when I had someone designing the cover of my book. She says, oh, can you change the tagline? Change isn't coming. It's here. People don't like change. And I said to her, I said, you know what? You're not going to work for me as a designer, because that's the whole reason why I'm writing the book, is to challenge that belief system that we don't like change. And how can we actually be more accustomed to change, understand that it's happening, and really be malleable and go with the flow versus resisting and causing that tension, that anxiety, that stress that actually we don't need in our lives. So that's really sort of the idea behind the book, is really to provide framework and to look at how can we look at maneuvering, being with change, because you don't have a choice. It's happening over and over again.
Yeah. Right now, prime example, like, you know, it was just like, okay, well, it's here and we are going to have to adjust one way or another. And if you like it or not, like, there was no choice in the matter whatsoever. And I love that, and I find it interesting that you started this in 2017, you came up with the title Pivot then, because I feel that that has been the word of 2020, besides COVID or Corona. But I honestly, I was just like, I didn't realize that you had started the book a few years back. I thought that it was like something that, you know, you maybe currently wrote and it was like done quickly, or it was just named that recently. So in the book, you talk about five different strategies, right?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's really based on five different practices. And, you know, I'll say back in 2017, when I first came up with the title and the concept and started outlining it, that's really where I had gone through a transition in my life, where I would had transitioned from a corporate executive traveling all around the world, and then really had to look at how am I going to pivot and shift in my own personal life. So that's where the book concept sort of came forward.
And so, okay, so I want to talk about these five different practices to strategize and support through change. So we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. We've got Pauline from Pivot, author of Pivot, which is in bookstores now. Don't go anywhere. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It's Sunday night. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I am Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and joining me on the show today, we've got Pauline Caballero. She is the author of Pivot, a brand new book that we are all going to need to pick up to help us deal with all this change happening from COVID, because I don't think that we're out of the clear just yet. And before the break, we were talking to Pauline. Pauline, I was asking you about the five different strategies you talk about in the book, the five different practices that you say, you know, you use to strategize and support change throughout our lives. So what are those five different practices?
Yeah, you know, so the five different practices, the first one really is perspective, looking at things from new eyes. And we saw that here with COVID-19. You know, we had to really shift our perspective. We had to shift the way in which we saw homeschooling. We had to shift the way we saw care. How are we going to care for our kids and multitask? We also saw we had to shift our perspective in how we were going to have supplies for our family. It was no longer convenient to go out and shop. So really the first practice is looking at, well, what's the perspective? What's the already existing listening that I have for my life? And what do I need to shift? Or where am I very stuck? You know, where do I only see things one way? You know, a lot of us, when we're raising our children, we only see the way in which our parents have taught us. But perspective really points to, is there a different way? There's multiple different paths to the same outcome. Are we stuck on always taking the same path? So that's really practice number one. Practice number two is intuition. And intuition is really, you know, it's that inner voice. It's listening to the intuition, the gentle voices in your heart, the ones that whisper to you and that your brain doesn't necessarily listen. You know, there's many of us, myself included, you know, when we started our business, my heart and my brain sort of worked together to build a business. But if I just listened to my brain, I would never listen to those gentle whispers of my heart that would just say, hey, take the chance, take the leap. You know, when we were considering my husband Gerard not going back to work and taking that financial hit, it was our intuition that was like, there's something not quite right here with Jacob. And, you know, maybe he would be better suited to spend the summer with his dad. And quite frankly, you know, I'm glad we listened to that intuition. But if we were thinking with only our brains and how are we going to save and college funds, et cetera, et cetera, we would have never made that decision. The third practice is vision. And vision is not just seeing what's right in front of you, but really creating a vision for you in your life and creating the vision in even that situation. So the vision in my husband making the call to trust his gut to stay home with my son, the vision was creating a relationship that would be a strong foundation forever, not just for today. But I mean, and we saw that vision happen even with the relationship that he built with our 15-year-old son. Going into COVID, we had a very, we had a typical teenager parent relationship.
Yeah.
He was a jerk. We hated him. It was just like that.
So true. I see with my sisters and my nieces and nephews. Yeah.
Right? Well, coming out of COVID, we have a completely transformed relationship. And that was really part of our vision. Our vision was to create a relationship with our son where all of a sudden he wants to prep dinner with his mom and dad. He wants to go for a run with his mom. You know, my son and I created habits. And that's really just part of the third practice of creating the vision. And so, you know, we're leaving COVID and my son's now back at school full time. And I mean, I have to tell you, I miss him. I miss my lunchtime runs with him. I miss him popping into my Zoom meetings. You know, I miss like having to tell him to be quiet. I miss that.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place to be. The next practice is really looking at, you know, obstacles. So the O stands for obstacles. And in creating that vision, there was obstacles. So if we had the vision that my husband wanted to have, you know, the best summer of his life with his kids. And I just want to say that I understand COVID is very different for many people. Like not everyone had this opportunity that my family was afforded, but we saw it and we grabbed onto it. And, you know, there was going to be obstacles in creating that vision, like the obstacles of, okay, yeah, we are going to be set back financially and, you know, things are going to have to change. We're going to have to create the planning. But, you know, that fourth practice is really about looking at like getting real with yourself and understanding the obstacles, not just hiding them into the corner. Like, oh, you know what? I'm going to put my mortgage on hold and I'm just going to deal with it afterwards. No, going into something with a really clear mindset, with clear vision, with clear eyes, and being honest with you and all of your key stakeholders around you. You know, and key stakeholders, I use a business term, but it's really just your family members.
Yeah, family. You're your support team. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the last one? What's the last practice?
Well, the last one for my type A's out there, it's tactics. Very tactical. What are the concrete actions that you're going to take? So for us to fulfill on the vision with our son, the concrete actions that we had to take every day was like, yeah, I had to go for a run with Noah because that's what he wanted to do. Like his goal was to have a six pack. Go figure, this kid.
And 15 year old.
Yeah. But it's the last one really is tactics, like creating the real game plan and then working your plan. There's something different from writing your to-do list or your game plan and your map, but then you don't follow it. And one of the things that I talk about in the book is you get instructions and you get your life. And it's just such an important concept. Like we say we want something, but then we're unwilling to follow the coach, follow the instructions, and do what you're told to do.
I know. It is so simple when you think about it like that. Like it's just like, you know, whether it's like I want to get healthy, I want to lose the COVID-19 that I put on. And it's just like someone's telling you, you've got your nutritionist or you've got, you know, your trainer at the gym. And they're like, okay, well, this is what we're going to have to do. But it's like, but I don't want to put in the work and the effort, but I want the results. It doesn't work like that. You know, you need to work at it. And Pivot, is the book mainly focused on business? Because I find that these five different practices can be utilized in all different aspects of our life. Like I had mentioned, I find that everyone's pivoting in business, personally, in home life, with their families, in relationships. So the book, is it focused mainly on one thing or how does it work?
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's people ask me that question a lot, and it's actually more focused on the individual, so the ontology of it, the study of being, and with clear practices that you can do. Because for me, I'll say this, I cannot segregate out my work and my personal life. It's just virtually impossible. I don't live in that silo. It doesn't work for me. Those people that work with me, you already know my family, you know my life, you know who I am as an individual. Who I am at work is who I am at home. It's who I am on my yoga mat. For me, all the worlds collide. And so that book is written from that place. We need to stop trying to segregate things out. People are people are people. And who you are at work, you should have the permission to be that same person at home and vice versa.
And I totally agree. And I think that it has to do a lot with being true to yourself and being authentic. I get it a lot myself. It's one of the common things that people say to me when they meet me. They're like, oh my God, you're exactly the same way as you are on your Instagram stories. And, or the way I hear you on the radio. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I be? Should I sound one way on the radio? Should I act totally differently on social media and then be a totally different person when I'm out grocery shopping and, you know, you may come up to me and be like, oh, hey, it's nice to meet you. No, I think that, like you said, all the worlds collide, and it wouldn't make any sense for us to be different people or act differently depending on our environment or who we're surrounded with at the time, right?
Totally.
Yeah, it's major changes that we're going through right now with COVID. How have you been doing with, you know, you finished writing the book. When did you finish writing it, I should say? I should ask.
I pulled it across the finish line in March. So once we went into lockdown, I utilized the extra time where I was no longer traveling, no longer commuting, and shut the door and hustled. In fact, my seven-year-old was the one that would motivate, and he'd be like, oh, come on, Mom, you only wrote 10 pages. You need to do better. So that's when I actually finished it.
So you finished it during COVID.
I did.
Did you go back and actually change anything that you first wrote?
I actually did. I edited a lot because, as you stated, March 13th changed our life. And I wanted to talk about how I used the practices, and I wanted to make it very relevant to what the world went through, which was a complete shutdown. And so I edited the majority of the book, actually, and pushed back the launch because I wanted to make sure it was really important to me that all of that was included, because I have to tell you, I have never worked harder in my entire life. Between March and July, I don't even remember what happened. My girlfriends would be like, oh, have you seen this series on Netflix? It's like, I'm a hard no.
You're like, I am knees deep, I am neck deep into this book and getting it ready. So when was it supposed to launch?
It was supposed to launch in August, and it was supposed to be ready in March, and it was delayed. So my editor was really great and working with me and just really supporting me. And we missed a couple of deadlines, you know, in getting the book out a certain way. But I think for the most part, my biggest commitment is empowering communities into action. And so I wouldn't be doing that if I had rushed through it and didn't write about the fundamental shift that happened for me in my life. And, you know, I thought back in 2017 when I pivoted from working for an international company to coming back home and spending more time with my family was a profound shift, but I didn't even know what was possible. And I talk about the realm of possibilities in the book, but I didn't even know what was possible and what could happen if I actually went from not traveling anywhere to spending all of my time with my family and how much I could possibly fall in love with the act of, you know, being mama first and then having work like second. So
it's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Pauline, we talk about pivot. We talk about, business. You've mentioned family. You've mentioned the different changes. I actually have to correct myself because earlier in the show, I had said your husband works from home, but he actually took 6 months off of work completely, right? To stay home with your son?
He did. He's a plumber and he stayed home.
Yeah, so that's like a major hit financially and a major decision you guys had to make as a family, but I assume, well, worth it. You know what I mean? Because the time that he was able to spend with your boys is time that you'll never get back. And as parents, we know that you can't put a price tag on that.
No,
you cannot
well
put
worth
a
it.
Price tag on that. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Pauline Caballero, author of Pivot, co-founder of Power Yoga Canada, and we've got more. So don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I am Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we're talking all about pivoting today. We actually have the author of the brand new book called Pivot on the show joining me. It's Pauline Caballero. She's also a mama of two, wife, executive, and co-founder of Power Yoga Canada. And her new book just hit the shelves this past Thursday. Congratulations, Pauline. I didn't say it earlier. Congratulations. That is a huge deal. I know that you have co-written a book prior to this one, but this book is solo. That's a big, big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And it really feels me quite exposed and quite vulnerable because I write a lot about sort of my personal journey and just personal situations that have happened in my life. So yeah, it definitely took something to bring that forth and to birth that book.
Yeah. I just released a book that I co-wrote like just almost 2 weeks ago now. And doesn't it feel like pregnancy? You know, basically going through the stages of pregnancy and then giving birth. Like, yeah, I feel that it's like a baby. You've been writing it since 2017, but the majority, would you say that it's fair to say that you did during COVID?
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, it is. And I did it mostly in my bedroom. So my 7-year-old, I actually had him at home and we're still in the same house. And so he said to me the other day, he's like, Mom, isn't it so funny? You birthed two things on this bed. And I was kind of like, what do you mean, buddy? He's like, well, me and your book. I was like, oh, that's such a great analogy, actually. Very cute.
It is. And, you know, it's this COVID life is something that we can't. It's crazy. I think I talk about it on the show every single week because everyone has been affected by it. It's not people here in Toronto. It's not people in Ontario, in Canada, in North America. It is a worldwide pandemic that we are dealing with. And everyone has been affected in one way or another. We know people who have been, who've had COVID. And we might even know people who have passed away from it. But we're also affected in the sense that, you know, as parents, it meant homeschooling our kids. So we had to like pivot big time there. As an entrepreneur myself, someone who teaches part-time at Humber College, I've got my Chic Mama brand. I do the radio show. I host and produce this show myself. You know, I'm a voice actor and a voice coach. It was like being able to do all of that, but also have to teach my three kids in three different grades, homeschooling them. It was a major pivot, you know, business life, family life, relationship with the kids, because I like to joke and I say that I had a house full of dropouts. They didn't want to listen to me. They did not want to do anything. And it was really, really difficult. Even their extracurricular activities, like the girls do part-time comp dance. And that all moved to online. So it was like some major changes, major adjustments. But one thing that I think a lot of people missed the boat on, because they were so focused on, you know, how am I going to work from home, like work-wise, or how am I going, if you're a parent, how am I going to deal with work and deal with homeschooling and be there for my kids, because people are stressed, there's anxiety, people were suffering, right? And I feel that a lot of people miss the boat on one really super big and important thing, being self. Yourself, you know. And Pauline, I want to talk to you about that, because you, being in yoga, your business, Power Yoga Canada, has been around for over a decade, correct?
Correct.
With like locations all over the place. And you've been practicing yoga for much longer than that. Did you say over 20 years?
Yeah, over 20 years.
Yoga is a very spiritual thing. Yoga is something that people do to take time for themselves. So how did you deal with that? Because now you're at home, you're writing this book, you still have your executive job, you've got your two boys, you've got your husband. How did you manage to make yourself a priority and pivot your life in that way?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question. It's I made a pact with myself back in 2017, actually, and I was not coping with my life. It was there was too much going on, and I felt like I just completely lost control. And I talk about it in the book. I mean, I literally found myself on the bathroom floor, and I'm not saying I'll never find myself there again, but I'm sure I will. In fact, I'm never, one of the things I'm learning from COVID is never to say never. But I made a promise to myself and a commitment to myself that every morning I will wake up, and I will wake up early, and I will take an hour, and I will create a habit that works for me. And that will be my non-negotiable with anyone. And I'm going to do it before my kids wake up, before my husband wakes up, before my email starts exploding, before the phone starts ringing, before breakfasts have to be made, before logistics have to be arranged, before I have to get creative as to whether I'm going to hire a swim instructor to come to the house. But I made that pact to create that regular routine and that regular habit. And so every single morning, I either do some type of form of exercise. I do some type of form of meditation. And sometimes it's prayer. Sometimes it's just on my knees and praying. And really a form of gratitude. I mean, and coupled around that is, you know, the importance for me to start my day off with a glass of water with a little bit of lemon. And I know everyone has their own rituals, but for me, it's a habit that I do 7 times a week, every single day. I have that hour carved out. And yes, I have to wake up early, but 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. is my favorite time of the day, because I have that opportunity where I can just take care of me, because I can't take care of anyone else until I take care of myself.
I'm really glad you said that, Pauline, because it's something that I truly and strongly believe in. I believe that as parents, we need to be in a really good place, and we need to take care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves and we're not in a good place emotionally and mentally, how can we really be there for our kids at that same capacity? You know, it's like they say, when you're on the plane, you put the mask on yourself first and then you put it on your kid, right? So I'm really happy that you said that. Now, I know you said you adapted this and you made this promise to yourself back in 2017, but has that changed in any way during COVID?
Not for one moment, not for one day. And it was
carried on with your 1 hour and you just, you're
it was
like,
challenging.
Oh, my time.
Yeah. And I adapted, and it didn't look like me going to the gym. It didn't look like me going to a yoga class. It looked like me doing something active in my home, going for an early morning run, adapting podcasts. Like, I had to change the way I did it, but I stayed true and honored myself.
We are talking with Pauline Caballero, author of a brand new book, Pivot, which just hit stores this past Thursday. We've got more, so don't go anywhere, because this is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Now, back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we're talking with Pauline Caballero. She is a mama, she's an executive, she's a wife, she is the author of Pivot, and she's also the co-founder of Power Yoga Canada. Pauline, we've been talking about so many things on the show today and different ways to pivot during this pandemic and even outside of the pandemic, prior to COVID days, you know, because things are constantly changing and evolving around us. And what we have to do is adapt to that change, and we need to make changes in our own lives in order to adapt. And that's pivoting. And we've been hearing that word like crazy the past 6 months. I'm telling you, if they do like the trendiest word of 2020, aside from like COVID or Corona, I think pivot is up there in the top three for sure. But we spoke in the last, just before the last break, we were talking about pivoting when it comes to yourself and taking time for yourself, you know. I find that a lot of things like the business sense, if you were working for someone, those changes, those adjustments were kind of made for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of easy. I feel that if you're a business owner, you had to change and adjust because you're probably closed. Well, what can I do? Do I offer some services online? Don't I? Should I? You know, how do I deal with all of this stuff? And then the home life, and the relationships that we're in, everything took a hit and changes were happening. But we spoke about self. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that, you know, you always take that 1 hour in the morning before everyone else wakes up in the house, before the emails come through, before the phone starts ringing, to just take that time to work on yourself so you are in a good place, so you can be in a good place for other people. But you do yoga, and you've been doing yoga for a very long time. Yoga is a very spiritual thing. I'm not a huge yoga person, but on the spiritual side, I'm big on Reiki, and I like to think that I'm pretty spiritual, you know? So I know that you are too, and I want to hear from you on that side of things.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, I talked about it a little bit earlier about how we wouldn't have done our business if we only thought with our business brain and we didn't actually think with our heart. And, you know, the practices of pivot here is all about like the act of possibility. And in order to be in that act of possibility, you know, you really have to be willing to accept that there is a large piece of the unknown. And that there's a certain level of absorption and really just being willing to just be in the situation, different than understanding it, manipulating it, finding a different way. But just really knowing that what is possible when you just connect from a soulful perspective, what's possible when you simply just listen and you simply just be, and listening doesn't look like formulating the response in your head, you know. And that's part of the reason why I just love the practice of having a regular ritual in the morning, is because for me, that's my spiritual opportunity where I can just connect in, you know, with a higher being, with an understanding of, okay, well, what is it that you have planned for me today? You know, and whether it is, whatever it is that you believe in, and even just the simple act of grounding, being grounded to the earth, you know, that's part of the reason why I love the opportunity with COVID. I mean, I never met so many dogs in my neighborhood. Everyone was out walking all the time. But it was that grounding, that connection of getting outdoors, being outside, whether it was cold or not, because it was cold here in Toronto area up until May. But really getting connected to nature, getting connected to a higher source, and allowing yourself to think not just only with our head, but with more importantly, with our heart. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's been something that distinguished, I'll say, myself as leader, is the type of leadership that I want to have from my team, is I want to be a leader who is caring and who is empathetic and who understands that, you know, the almighty dollar is not the thing that drives us.
Yeah, it's something that I think the world could use a lot more of right now.
You know, they want it.
Yeah, we need to think a lot more. We need to use our hearts a little bit more. And you mentioned, I believe it was the third practice, intuition. The third practice in the book, that being intuition. And, you know, just listening, taking the time to listen to our gut and that little voice, and to feel, to stop and feel the energy, and just assess, instead of always thinking, hey, listen, it's good to think with your brain. We need to think with our brain. But I think there needs to be like a nice little balance between the two. So I'm really happy that you said that. Pauline, if people want to find you on social, where can they find you?
They can find me at Pauline Caballero on Instagram, my name and under LinkedIn. And then, I'm also on Facebook.
Nice. And the book is available everywhere, correct?
Correct. Amazon, Indigo, everywhere.
You're going to want to go pick it up. It's all about supporting one another. And this is your way that you can support this amazing multitasking mama. Thank you so much, Pauline. It was a pleasure having you join me on the show today. And I'm going to be definitely going through those five different practices and seeing how I can implement them into my everyday life, because I think that they're little simple things, but they are things that are going to help make a difference and move the needle in the right direction, especially right now during COVID. So thank you so much for joining us. Pauline, it was an absolute pleasure. And
Thank you.
For those of you that maybe joined in a bit late and want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, or just jump online on Apple or anywhere podcasts are found. And you can always listen back to this whole show. But that is it for us. We will catch you next week, Sunday, 8 o'clock. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. And I'm Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.